Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hour three of the Chris and Amy Show. The award-winning. Glad you're with us today.
Oh, yeah.
And there's been a lot happening. There's always a lot. Every time we have a political opinion giver or a person who covers politics, we always have a lot to talk about. Always. It doesn't. There's never a time where we go to somebody like, I don't know what's going on with you. You tell me. Never. Anything like that. So we do go to the guest line. On Monday, every Monday at this time, we talk to Chris Saliza, author of the daily newsletter, So What? He's an independent news creator, and you can read him and see him on YouTube and Substack, Newsphere, also on News Nation. Chris Saliza, what is up?
Are we talking about Ed the Runaway Zebra?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Is that when you guys said it was a busy politics day, is it because Ed has been captured?
Well, yeah, well, and Chris, flown by helicopter.
He was airlifted out.
Airlifted.
With
yeah.
his head.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way you handle a runaway zebra.
Yeah.
That poor...
I mean, like, I've spent a lot of time near and at zoos, and I just love that he was at, like, somebody's residence. Like, oh, hey, yeah, there's the dog, cat. Oh, yeah, there's Ed the zebra. Yeah, he just hangs out.
Could there be anything more confusing than to be a zebra and then suddenly you're in the air?
I know. The whole story I find utterly fascinating, but that's probably not why you had me.
No.
I'm sorry to get us sidetracked so quickly.
Well, it's
all right,
more,
so,
well, you know, there's no gray area when it comes to rescuing zebras. It's all black and white.
We should do it. I'm pro-rescuing zebras.
Did you hear what she said? No, I'm not even going to address it. Oh, my God. Chris, tell me if my read on the situation in Los Angeles is wrong. It seems like there was a little bit going on there. The police department said, we have it handled. We probably wouldn't have gone to the National Guard. And then Trump unilaterally brings in the National Guard, and then things escalate from there. Is that about what has been going on the last 48 hours or so?
Yeah, I mean... I will be honest, Chris, it's a little hard for me to sort the exact timing out in terms of California National Guard being called up versus the protest turning more violent. I think there's no question in the last 24 hours, both of those things have happened, right? I mean, obviously, we know California National Guard has been called up, and the protests, which had largely been peaceful. I mean, you know, I hesitate to say that because there's always going to be some image from 3 days ago of someone not being peaceful, but largely been peaceful, clearly took a step up. Yeah, you had the self-driving cars on fire. You had people standing in front of them with waving Mexican flags. You had people throwing scooters, of all things, electric scooters at cop cars. So I don't know exactly. What I would say about this is I think you, and this is obviously not just a politics story, but because this is what I do for a living, I look at everything through that lens. And to me, if you are not consuming every bit of information about this story, which I would say is probably about 99% of the public, that number may actually be low, but let's say, you know, 99-ish percent of the public is aware of something going on out there, particularly in the last 24 hours. I think that the images coming out of there, burning cars, people throwing things, clashing with protesters, all of those things are work in Donald Trump's favor. Mm-hmm. Because Donald Trump ran on, look, we have not been tough enough on illegal immigrants in this country. I'm going to get tough. I think there's a real debate, to your point, Chris, is did Trump calling up the National Guard serve as an accelerant here? I would strongly suggest that debate is lost amid some of these images. And I think there's a reason that Donald Trump and Stephen Miller, you know, his sort of political and policy consigliere, and Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary, and virtually every other MAGA-aligned politician is pushing this story as hard as they can. Because guess what? If we're talking about this, we're not talking about Elon Musk versus Donald Trump. We're not talking about the one big beautiful bill and is it going to get through the Senate and what's actually in it, because a lot of these members didn't read it. And I just think, it's a very pragmatic way to look at this, but I can tell you from having covered politics for a long time, this is how politicians look at it. Fight on ground, I mean politically fight, on ground that is favorable to you, and avoid fighting on ground that is unfavorable to you. And this ground is favorable to Donald Trump, and they will do everything they can to keep this in the news for as long as possible.
Yeah, and Chris, this all goes back to, like, if you talk about immigration, that was a big issue. 74% of Republicans and Democrats, mm-hmm. according to a CBS poll, were very concerned with illegal immigration, were unhappy with the way Biden was handling things. So that's a valid what to be concerned about. Then you have Donald Trump's how and how he went about it. And when you start eschewing due process, when you don't go after worst first, like just, okay, let's focus on some of the people we know of right now versus going into schools or going into churches, that mm-hmm. is going to create a very heavy, like, immune response, like, you know, where it's just like, okay, we're responding back to the way Trump is going about the how. But then now, while protesting is good, blocking highways, setting things on fires and waving the Mexican flag, well, now that's going to provoke another immune response. It really is escalatory day after day. It's frustrating.
Yeah, and you know why? I mean, we have talked about this before, not in regards to immigration in particular, but in regards to politics more generally, is we wind up losing all nuance in a lot of the political conversations we have. And I think what you just laid out is a very nuanced thought, which is none of this stuff comes from nothing, right? There's origins for all of this on both sides. And I think what gets lost in do we really want what appears to be a pretty scattershot approach to rounding people up that, yes, does capture some bad folks, but also capture some folks who, you know, might not be or certainly deserve due process. I would say that about all these people. Mm-hmm. Yes, it also does that. And that's what I find frustrating. It's like everything appears in politics now to either be black or white, right? It's good versus evil. And the truth is there's complexity in these things. There's gray area. But I will tell you, when you see images, I just did a TV hit on News Nation 5 minutes before I came on with you guys. And as I was talking, they don't want me in too big a box. That's bad for ratings, right? So I'm a little box in the corner, and the big box is protesters throwing things at cops, cars on fire, blocking of freeways. I can just tell you that kind of stuff for the average American, they look at and they think, like, what the hell is going on? Why is that doesn't seem like a peaceful protest. That doesn't seem like, why wouldn't Trump call up some National Guard folks? And that, again, it strips the conversation of nuance, but I would say it also very much plays into Donald Trump's hands. Say what you will about him. I always say this, like him or hate him, the guy knows how to pick fights, whether it's with Harvard or in this situation, on issues where the public is with him. And Amy, you made the right point, right? Is with him on the what. Now, the how, to me, the public is generally not with him on, but I do think the how gets a little bit muddled when we're seeing the kind of images that we are seeing come out of L.A. right now.
Yeah, and I don't blame people in the community for being upset with the manner in which this is being done. This is mostly Stephen Miller and his quotas that hasn't he been wearing out a lot of these higher ups for not having enough deportation. The numbers for deportation aren't high enough, so they're just all these innocent people are getting caught up in this.
See, and that's the thing, Chris, and I think the problem that you have when you get down to this, the violence that we're seeing, is all of that gets lost. It's like, I actually think there is a very credible case to be made that, like, look, this kind of round them all up attitude is not the right thing to do. Like, isn't there a better way to do this? But we're not going to have that conversation when people are standing on top of cars on fire in Los Angeles. Like, we're just not. I mean, we can debate whether we should be able to have that conversation. Like, can we walk and chew gum? But we're not. Like, it is a fact that we are not going to. So the more that this escalates, in a way, the more that the, I would argue, very serious and credible criticisms of how the Trump administration is approaching deportation get totally lost, right? I mean, that conversation goes out the window because it's like, why are they throwing rocks at the police? Why? And I think that is a really unfortunate thing, because I think in some ways the people who are protesting, the reasons that they are protesting are getting lost the more images like this are being beamed around the country and around the world. And I don't know what you do. I mean, it's not like you go in there and say, all right, everyone, be peaceful. And everyone's like, oh, okay, no problem, right? Like, I don't know how you solve it, but it just feels to me like when you have images like this being cast around the country, I kind of know how the public's going to react. And it's not going to be, hey, let's have a thoughtful conversation about, are these policies too draconian? What can we change? Yes, we want people who are here illegally, especially people who have committed crimes, yes, we want them out of the country, but how can we do that in a way that ensures that people who are just caught up in this have their rights? You know, I mean, this whole conversation just is totally lost, because it's like, oh, that car is burning and that person is waving a flag in front of it, right? I mean, and that's just the reality.
Yeah. Images can change the public's mind for good or for bad, for better or for worse. So you're right. The images are, they're going to make an impact. But switching over to something that is a little bit less chaotic, more nuanced. Mm-hmm. So Elon Musk tackled Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent.
Oh boy! So
speaking of level heads,
according to the Washington Post, I don't know if tackle is the exact what I have been led to believe by people who I know who heard it secondhand, who did not witness it, but that it was more of like a shoulder shove. But yes, there was a physical confrontation. It appears to be one-sided. Musk, I don't think Bessent responded, but yes, there that happened. I mean, look, you know, Amy, I always say when we talk about this, it's like, wait, so we're saying that Elon Musk may be unpredictable and erratic? I mean, we already knew that. Like, it's just, I mean, this is why that whole relationship was always so strange to me, because you have two erratic and unpredictable people who also happen to be the richest man in the world, and I would argue in Trump, the most powerful man in the world. Like, this relationship was always going to go downhill. Now, did I think it was going to go downhill this fast? I'll admit, I didn't. I mean, I thought it would end, but I didn't think it would end this badly.
Yeah.
Yes, Elon Musk acts erratically. That is one of his defining traits. Just because he has a government job doesn't mean he's going to change that, right? He is who he is. Same thing with Donald Trump. And so I don't think we should be super surprised at this. But yes, I will say, when I read that story about the shoulder bump or the whatever, what the physical confrontation, I was like, wow, that took a turn. I did not see that happening. It really jumped up a notch, to quote Ron Burgundy in Anchorman.
It did. Is that where he got the black eye now? Is that what we're assuming?
I mean, I don't. Apparently it was. Well, remember, he said it was his kid hitting him, which I thought, having had young kids, my kids would always, like, scratch me in the face right before I'd go on TV. So, like, that does happen. That does happen. But, like, yeah, I think we have to ask some questions here. I mean, it's just, I think we've all talked about this before, but I always remind people, like, the best way to understand this administration and politics more broadly in this moment is a daily reality show where Donald Trump is both star and executive producer. And like, the whole Musk thing just plays right into that sort of operating dynamic in my mind.
Well, Chris Ciliza, what can we tell the people about what you're working on for today?
Holy cow. I mean, there's a lot going on. So I will, let me just highlight something we didn't talk about, but I think is, you know, the MAGA world is very fired up about, not the LA protest, but Carrie Moran, a longtime ABC News reporter, going on X at 12:06 a.m. Sunday morning to post a long rant about Stephen Miller, and that sort of, I would argue, very much crossed the line. Moran has been, he has been suspended by ABC. We don't know what will happen, but when I see things and I look at the timestamp and it says like 12:06 a.m., I always say to people, if you think to yourself, you know what, I really need to get something off my chest and it's past midnight, just slam your laptop down or throw your phone across the room. Trust me, you'll thank me in the morning.
I mean, he's not wrong about Stephen Miller, but you probably shouldn't, if you're a reporter, tweet that out.
You definitely shouldn't, if you're a reporter, tweet that out.
No, you should not do that.
Nothing good happens after midnight, man. That's when you get.
That's
when
view,
you
man.
Get.
Disagree.
My mom always calls me lame, but
dude,
it's true.
Some of the best stuff happens after 12.
I was. Yeah,
Chris. I feel like we could divide the world into people who think things that are fun after midnight and people who think things are bad from midnight. Amy, you and I are in that category. Clearly,
yeah, we are.
Guys in bed by 9 o'clock, both of you.
Well, you know who's not? Ed the Zebra.
That's right, the Zebra.
The Zebra loves to party. Everybody knows that about him.
Chris Ciliza, thank you.
Thanks, y'all. Take care.
Chris Ciliza, his newsletter, you should sign up for it. It's called So What? You can see him on News Nation, as he mentioned. He was on right before he joined us on Substack, YouTube, and Newsphere. Chris Ciliza, political commentator. That's Amy Marks-Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. The Gas House Gang happens at 12 o'clock today. We're going to talk to Senator Eric Schmidt.
You are?
Yeah. I mean, be nice to talk to him on this show.
Guys, this is appointment radio.
But I guess we're talking sports.
Chris Ranji, Eric Schmidt, the best friends you never knew.
Oh, finally looking forward to talking to him.
It'll be fun. That's
going
to be a lot of fun.
Eric Schmidt will be with us here. That's on the Gas House Gang. Tom Ackerman and me at 12 o'clock on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, Amy had a stupid idea.
It's pretty good, and you actually are on the record saying
well, here's
it was good.
Here's where it started. The more you like it, the more I hate it. Here's where it, it's good. It was clever. So we were talking about the Cardinals playing the Matt Adams home run from the division series. The home run off of Clayton Kershaw. And Kershaw after the game yesterday.
They played it on the screen.
They played it on the screen yesterday during the game. And Kershaw was aware of it and said it was Bush League that they did that.
And I wouldn't expect anything less. That's what he said.
That's what he said. And I said, I like that the Cardinals, even though it was the video people, they had a little edge to them.
Yeah.
I enjoy that they did that.
Did
instead of playing
edgy.
A conservative, right? So I thought that was great. And Amy's idea was hashtag ruffle some feathers. And that should be next year's slogan.
Because you know, because they have hashtag time to fly. It's been a few years. Is it even time to fly now? I don't know what the Cardinals hashtag is right now.
Oh, I don't know.
In the St. Louis Blues, it was hashtag we all bleed blue.
It's been for the Lou for 2 or 3 years now.
For the Lou.
Oh, really?
I think definitely two.
Wow. So a couple of people, Amy, have thrown in their support. Mitchell says he loves hashtag ruffle some feathers.
Nice.
Another person says I love ruffle some feathers. So you've gotten plenty of support.
I think we need to get this on the Twitter. Maybe a poll or maybe just have people like make it a movement. Our boss wants us to be passionate about something.
This is it.
My first passion that I started a couple weeks ago was to save Chesterfield Mall. I really wanted to save it. And then I saw that. I think they knocked the whole thing down.
They did. It's all gone.
It's all gone.
Now, I think our thing should be rebuilding Chesterfield Mall.
I do, too.
Exactly as it was before.
Exactly as it was. Ron's past passion is Save Our Sheriff.
Yes.
He's
How's
a big
Alfred
fan.
Montgomery doing? Is he all right today?
He's a big fan of Golden Dice and golf carts.
It.
You know, he bought a new Yukon, or $52,000 Yukon?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know to drive across the street. Still not really sure, but Ron wants to save the sheriff. I'm not on board with that. I think he's wasteful and he's distracting us from real issues.
I want the sheriff to drive that truck, the Yukon.
Uh-huh.
Have you guys seen, I know you haven't, but Bronx Tale? A Bronx Tale with...
Not the animated one with the mice.
Chaz Palminteri.
Yeah.
And there's one scene where he gets in his car at his house, mm-hmm. and he's driving to the bar, and it's like a block away, and he just drives backwards the whole way so that his car was lined up perfectly when he got there. That's what I think the sheriff should do with the Yukon. Drive it backwards to the courthouse and back to the sheriff's office.
He works across the street. I think you should parallel park in front of the sheriff's office and then pull a U-turn and parallel park in front of the jail, the courthouse, and go back and forth.
I love that thing so much.
I haven't seen a Bronx Tale. I've seen an American Tale.
It's completely different.
If Fievel goes west.
Yeah, it's completely different.
At any rate, I want to make my new passion, since I guess, I don't know, you could say I'm a little late on saving Chesterfield Mall. So zoom me.
It's not too late to rebuild.
I'm going to make my passion ruffle some feathers.
I think you should. I do think it's pretty good.
And I think
you've done a nice job.
Here's the thing. I think I'm the one to do it
mm-hmm.
because I am uptight.
Yeah, totally.
I'm very uptight. I love rules.
Yes, you do.
Self-discipline, and I love moderation, and I love a nice pair of trousers and sensible brown shoes, and I just feel like if anyone gets like the Cardinals, right, the Cardinal way, I get it, but I think hashtag ruffle some feathers is kind of fun, and this is, and I'm uptight.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
It is Monday, Amy, so you know what's coming up next?
Regrets.
Yeah. It's time for Monday Regrets. Whatever your regret is from the past week or over the weekend or something that you have been simmering on for a long time and you would like to get it off your chest, you could do it anonymously. Feel free to call in, to text in 314-436-7900 or leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. Just record your message and send it. It is so easy. Monday Regrets next on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's not say anything we're going to regret.
I regret it.
All of us will come to regret this.
I'm serious. You won't regret it. Get over here right now.
Do you have regrets for the past week? We want to hear them. It's Monday Regrets with Chris and Amy.
Yeah, we got regrets, don't we?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got plenty of regrets. Sure, City SC's got lots of regrets.
Hey, oh, no.
Yeah, I don't. Not Joey. A tie. Not a tie. We lost fair and square.
No, like we need points, though. They have to get points.
No, it doesn't matter at this point.
Well,
you just need wins. You don't need points.
There's a lot of season left.
There's a lot of wins left to be gotten.
Well, you can't get any points with a loss. That's what I know. So, Amy?
Yeah.
I've got a couple of regrets, and they're both Battle Hawks related.
Okay, wait a minute. Is this what? Your personal regret?
Yes, they're
because remember,
mine.
You can't do, I regret that this person's a jerk.
Yeah, oh, yeah. that is a very important caveat that we should tell people. This isn't you regretting something else.
Something somebody else did or did not do.
Yeah. This is your regret. Like, you have to take ownership of something you've done.
I just read that there are going to be a gazillion mosquitoes. I can't this year in St. Louis. I can't say, well, I regret that there are going to be mosquitoes this year.
Like, this texter who's trying to have a little fun with me says, I regret not calling this girl's sister. Look, this isn't... I see what you're trying to do here.
That's close, though. That almost counts, because that is action. You should regret that you didn't call her.
You know, in hindsight, I should have. I do regret that a little bit, just to see what would have happened.
I have an idea.
For the content.
We have a Wheel of Fortune spinner. It looks like the Wheel of Fortune, but it's blank.
Mm-hmm.
And I think every Monday, we should spin it during this segment.
Yep.
And there's one slot on there that says, Ranj calls the sister. And all the other slots say, no, don't call.
Yep.
And every day, every Monday, we spin it. And then, like, if it lands on the one slot, like
then
the million-dollar slot, you have to call her. I think that would add some excitement to the show and also somehow rectifying the regret that you have.
I don't have her number.
I do.
So I could send a message.
You followed her and she followed you.
No, she followed me first. So I followed back.
Okay.
And so then I think that's an important distinction. So maybe I should ask the person that I know for her sister's phone number.
And the person that you know is the girl that you were dating that dumped you on New Year's Eve and showed up with a different guy at the same bar.
I wouldn't say dating. We knew each other for a couple of weeks.
You went out of town. You left the city to go out of town in Chicago to meet her.
Partly.
So anyway, let's get this spinner thing. I think the spinner thing is a good idea.
So here are my Battle Hawks regrets. First of all, it is that I did not go to the game yesterday because I really did not think that was going to be the last game of the season. I actually thought they were going to win. I thought for sure they were going to muster up a victory and then play in the championship game this upcoming Saturday at the Battle Dome. But they blew it. They got curb stomped. That's a term for getting your ass beat, and they got their ass beat. So now there's not going to be a championship game featuring the Battle Hawks. So I do regret not going. Yeah. I also regret.
You assumed they were going to win.
I regret forcing our Battle Hawks guest on Friday. I regret forcing him to say or guarantee a win. Because I feel like by making him do that, maybe it contributed some. Maybe it got in their heads. Maybe he got in his head. Maybe he played poorly because of me.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? You know what they say about when you assume, right?
You make an ass out of you.
And me.
Oh, right.
And that's what you did.
Yeah, I did. So I made an ass of me.
Anyway, I will say...
So those are my regrets.
Those are legit regrets, and I do blame you.
I honestly did not think they were going to lose.
Yeah, well.
And I definitely didn't think they were going to get blown out.
Yeah, well.
The Battle Dome would have been so much fun on a Saturday, but instead they play on a Sunday night, which is so dumb.
Yeah,
it's
not
so
great.
Dumb to play on a Sunday. It's not their fault. That's what the league decided.
Yep.
Stupid.
I have a regret. Happened today. I'm trying to eat a lot of protein. I say that. I just happen to be eating protein. I know it's good for you. Anyway, kind of got on a cottage cheese kick.
Yeah.
Not because... I know it's like everywhere on Instagram where they're like, I lost weight and everything you're doing is wrong. And if you want to lose weight, comment cottage cheese for my exclusive 8-week plan. It's not one of those. Mainly, I started getting addicted to it at my parents' house. I go visit them. And I'm like, this is actually pretty good. So I had some hummus. And I had some cottage cheese, and I thought, I'm short on time. I don't have time to make breakfast or lunch, so I'm going to put some hummus and some cottage cheese in a container. If they touch edges, that's fine. It's whatever. And I put them in a container. Well, when I opened the hummus, I thought, oh, this smells pretty garlicky, like pretty strong. And granted, this was at 6:45 in the morning, and so maybe I thought, well, maybe I'm just sensitive to it because it's 6:45 in the morning and I'm smelling garlic. And I put it in the container, and when I got to work and I opened the container, not only does it smell twice as strong as garlic, but my cottage cheese smells like garlic, and it's so garlicky now, and it's kind of melted, like the hummus and the cottage cheese kind of melted into one another.
So you regret doing that.
It's so offensive looking and smelling. It kind of looks and smells like throw up.
Well, I'm glad that you regret it because I resent that you did it because I can smell that garlic.
I can taste it right now.
You're in this room and in the office.
It's terrible.
I absolutely resent that you have done this. I think actually we should have a separate segment called Resentful Mondays.
Yeah.
So when you resent somebody for something that they have done, yes. Like I would resent you for bringing garlic to work.
I resent myself. Have you looked at it? Have you picture brown hummus and chunky white cottage cheese mixing together in this greasy, oily, dairy mess? It's offensive. It actually makes me feel a little sad inside.
It's somehow worse than what you typically bring, and what you typically bring is something with onions in it. And that stinks
up
the whole
place. No, do you know
what
it is? It's the guac. Usually I make my own guac, which has no onions. Yeah, if you buy guac. And they sell those little even self-serving sizes. Don't buy those. They're a waste of money. They're a waste of plastic. And they do smell like onions. And I regret it as well. And I feel sad inside.
Yeah, you should. All you've done is cause a bad work environment for the entire day.
But it's not the first time.
A text message into the show referencing the Battle Hawks game yesterday. I said I regret not going. This texter says I was there. I regret going.
Aww.
Wasted. I mean, you can't get beaten that badly.
What was the final score?
Oh, I don't know. DC scored like 36 or something.
They're not even that good.
I mean, what the absolute, you know, just unbelievable stuff.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Does Matt Pajeski have any regrets?
Yeah, I moved into a new apartment on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's a one bed, just me. And I think I brought too much furniture.
What?
But how big is the place?
I don't know how the square footage, but there's a living room, a bedroom, a dining room, you know. It's
maybe like 800?
Yeah. And I've got three couches in there. I thought that was a good idea.
Three couches?
Yeah. Well, you're doing pretty well for your... How much are they paying producers around here?
No, these are Facebook Marketplace couches or hand-me-down couches. And now my place is even smaller with three couches in it.
Why do you have three couches?
I think two coffee tables. I just brought everything just
what
in case.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, you never know when you've got friends over. You don't want somebody sitting on the floor or standing or...
Yeah, so have multiple couches. You're not in a mansion.
I want my place to be welcoming and comfortable for my... many guests.
Most three people, couches. Even in mansions, they don't have multiple couches in the same room.
How many are these full-size couches?
Yeah.
Matt, where are you even putting three couches?
Well, right now they're kind of just in the middle of the room.
Do you have them like back to back?
No.
Like stadium seating?
Yes.
Oh, I should do that.
What is wrong with you, dude?
Cool idea for, you know, like movie watching at my place. You stack up the couches, theater style. Everybody could have a great view.
I mean, okay, you all know I have a really small apartment, and I have a love seat, and that's all I have. That's how small my apartment is. It's not even, it's a seat and a half.
That's not enough.
Oh, Ranj, I'm 5'5". When I put my back against one end and I stretch my feet out, I can touch the other end. That like means it's 2.5 feet long.
Dude.
I can't have anyone over. But, yeah. I've never heard of three full-size couches in a one-bedroom apartment.
I've never heard of anybody having
also,
three full-size couches
Matt,
in a house.
Matt, come on. I don't want you to
I've
divulge.
Heard of there's a living room and then a basement, maybe. At most, I've heard of two full-size couches.
Yeah, and not only that, but the worst part about moving into an apartment are the couches and the stairs. And this guy has the audacity to bring three couches up into his apartment.
Yeah, I'm thinking about moving one couch to the dining room, so it's like the parlor now. It's the cool
parlor.
Sitting place. We can dine and sit and have cocktails or something.
What in the world?
Are you going to pull your... Do you have a dining room table?
Yeah, I just got one.
Are you pulling it up to the couch?
No. Let's be
real. Do you have a dining room that can fit a full dining room table and a couch?
Well, it's going to be a tight fit, that's for sure. It'll be tight.
Dude. Jeff Bezos is like, dude, that's way too many couches.
That's a lot of couches.
That's way too many couches.
I just am like, when you have to live here forever now, you'll never have the energy to move three couches down three flights of stairs.
I screwed up. I regret it.
Well, I'm sorry that happened.
Who moved the couches?
Some friends of mine.
After how many couches did your friends say something?
Nobody said anything. I bought them lunch.
A text message, speaking of lunch and Amy ruining the office and the food for everybody, a texter says, it sounds like Amy needs lunch for today, so you should ask Andrew if he can pick you up something from KFC.
That listener gets it. Oh, I'd rather eat my hummus and cottage cheese garlicky throw-up mixture.
Speaking of regrets, I bet every day... The Dave Glover Show, and it's really just Andrew.
Yeah.
Gets KFC. I bet he regrets it because of you. Because you make him
rude.
Feel shame for it.
I don't know. Hey, Robert texts on the StreamYard. Pivot! That's the Friends episode with the couches. They're getting the couch up the stairs.
Oh,
and
see,
David Schwimmer keeps yelling, pivot! Pivot!
When they're trying to get him up the stairs. Yeah. I've seen that. Yeah. Okay. I never really liked Friends that much.
Never watched it. I've seen that scene, and I've seen coffee mugs with pivot.
I met Matthew Perry once. He was a nice fellow.
Is he the one that passed away?
He is the one who passed away.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
When did you meet him?
Probably 10 years ago or so.
So was he
a little bit longer than that.
Publicly struggling then or not?
Well, yeah, he had had his substance problems by then.
Yeah.
He was an investor in the Field of Dreams in Iowa.
The game that you left early?
Yes, the game. So I know the couple who bought that farm and turned it into the what it is now.
Oh,
they've
wow.
sold it since, but I knew them, and he had Matthew Perry in, so I went down to meet him, and
that's cool.
Yeah. So anyway,
Do you still have that regret that you left that?
Oh my God, it's
game?
One of my. It's the first Field of Dreams game they did at the farm in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
I had a 3-hour drive, so I was like, I'm good. I've seen enough, and I missed this unbelievable walk-off finish.
Yep.
I
never will happen again.
Oh my God. I had so many strangers, people I didn't know,
yeah.
who were jumping all over me when I admitted I left the game early, and tickets were going for a lot, and I just I do regret that, because it was an awesome finish. Anyway, I'm stupid. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji. Don't forget the Gas House Gang is coming up. Senator Eric Schmidt is going to be on the Gas House Gang today on 104.1 FM KMOX. Text messages to 314-436-7900. Harambe has texted in.
Oh, hey, what's up, Harambe?
And Harambe has a regret.
Yeah.
And he says his regret is just saying Harambe. I do have a name. You could have.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's
your
over.
Name is. It doesn't matter what your name. You can tell me.
Your name could be Thomas Jefferson, and we're still calling you Harambe.
Yeah. I told you about the two dogs. That was my friend, acquaintances.
George Washington and Thomas Jefferson.
I love that.
I love it. You know, my friend has a dog named Willie Nelson, and he kind of lives an exciting lifestyle. And I forgot about his dog because it was like a puppy when I met it years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was staying at his house. In Colorado, and he texted me, sure, come on by, but I have to pick up Willie Nelson first. And I, for about 15 seconds, was like, oh my gosh, we're going to meet Willie Nelson. And then I remembered.
Yeah, Willie Nelson's coming to your party.
Well, no, it wasn't for a party. I was just swinging by his house unannounced. Yeah. I invited myself. But yeah, I think Willie, and they call him Willie Nelson all the time. Willie Nelson, Willie Nelson. It's the cutest thing. I love full names for dogs.
Amy, remember how just last week, I think it was, or the week prior, we were talking about how the Mylar balloons, when they get caught up in power lines, can cause real problems? So there was a power outage at Lambert, and it happened yesterday morning, and it happened because a Mylar balloon made contact with an Ameren substation.
Ooh.
That provided electricity to the airport, and then the power went out there. A Mylar balloon? You can make the power go out an entire airport with a Mylar balloon?
Apparently, though, it was only for like 45 minutes or something.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it didn't take that long to get it back. But still, seems like a problem.
I don't know that we have this available to us, but I would love to know if someone from the airport is listening. We should take a bet. What was on the Mylar balloon? Happy birthday. Congratulations.
I think it was a get well.
Happy graduation. Get well.
It was a get well.
You think so?
It has to be a get well.
What if it was safe travels?
I take it back. I bet it was a happy 50th or like an over the hill balloon. Do they still make over the hill balloons? Is over the hill an idea anymore?
I think they stopped because I remember when my dad turned 40 and all the balloons were black, like somber. And there were tombstones.
My dad had it.
Yeah, RIP tombstones and people talking about how old he was. And now that I am 41, that feels insane. And no one gave me an RIP card and no one even joked about it.
Yeah, that is really interesting.
No one even joked about over the hill. Someone gave him like a walker and a cane.
I don't even know anybody who turned 40 recently at all who had anything like that. I think you're right. I think that whole over the hill thing is completely done.
To be honest, now I haven't spent a ton of time in card sections because I usually buy them last minute in a rush.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when the last time I saw a 40, happy 40th over the hill card. I've seen cards like with old ladies on them or old men where it's like, oh, we're getting old, but not the specific 40 over the hill. And that was such a thing.
Isn't it really, what, like in the 80s and 90s? Isn't that interesting that that's not a thing anymore?
Do you think it's because 40 really is the new 30?
Yeah, because I don't think people feel old at 40 anymore.
I remember.
And who knows? Maybe they never really did, but they were told they were.
I remember when I was born when my dad was 30, right? So I was 10 when he was 40, and I think my grandpa must have been 60 or something. I feel like your grandparents looked so much older.
Yeah, of course.
Than your parents did at the same age.
By the way, if you do see a Mylar balloon tangled in power lines, Ameren says don't go remove it.
Well, that's
call them and then they will come take care of it. And here's another thing you need to do. Amy, what do the people need to do right
Vote
now?
Vote for us on the A-list.
STL Mag A-list. STLMag.com and then find the A-list. I think it's until the 15th.
People you can vote every day.
Vote once a day, every day. You can't stack the vote because, you know, that would be cheating.
Yeah.
But vote for us.
We've got a voice message from a familiar voice.
Oh.
I regret that I forgot to get my Monday regret in ahead of time. I promise going forward I'll have one in the morning on Mondays because God knows I'm full of them.
Michael Kelly.
Our beloved Michael Kelly, who does bring up Monday regrets every time I see him. He said he could do Monday regrets every day.
He's always doing something wrong. Poor guy.
I love Michael Kelly, and yet he regrets not getting in his Monday regret in time.
Because he cares about us.
Thank you, Michael Kelly.
Do you think he regrets not? He better have voted for us.
Oh, my gosh.
In the St. Louis Magazine A-List, stlmag.com.
I'm sure A-list. He did. I know he loves us. He loves me.
Arts and entertainment section. It's like talk news show or news talk, something like that. Go do that.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll come back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Don't forget, we're going to be doing it from Urban League on Kings Highway. It's 1408 North Kings Highway. We will be there collecting goods. So like toiletries, canned food, non-perishable food, hygiene products. What else? Infant products, cleaning supplies. So bring it by the Urban League. We'll be there from 9 until noon tomorrow.
Hey,
we hope you'll come see us.
Have fun. The Gas House Gang, Senator Eric Schmidt.
That's right.
Eric Schmidt
is going to be on the show. That is coming up next. The Gas House Gang, Tom Ackerman and me, Chris Ranji, on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.